This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. A lawsuit was filed in Colorado District Court last week against the city of Aspen. To learn more about the issue, I'm joined by Allison Bechtesh. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Zoe.
So a group calling themselves North Mill Street LLC are alleging that an ordinance change by the city has devalued their property on North Mill Street and specifically singled them out when it went into effect. Can you tell us more about this?
Yes, we are talking about the building on Mill Street near the post office that houses Replay, the laundromat, Lift Up, and a handful of other local businesses. The zoning of this building is called Service Commercial Industrial, also known as SCI, and our land use code states that this zone is for things that wouldn't be appropriate in other commercial places, like the walking mall, for instance, so light industrial, manufacturing, production, repair, etc. But housing used to be allowed in this zoning, too, both free market and affordable housing. However, during a huge overhaul of our land use code a couple of years ago, that rule changed. Now, no free market residences are allowed, only affordable housing.
So that's why this group sued, correct?
Correct. The owners bought the property with the intent to renovate or redevelop it and make money on some free market residential. So if you have that idea and you're going to make fancy, expensive apartments and then all of a sudden the rules change, you're going to be disappointed when you're not allowed to develop fancy apartments anymore. And the developers did have good reason to think they could score some profits on this purchase. Obermeyer Place is an SCI zone and has free market housing on it. Other SCI zones also have free market residential. So the plaintiffs are saying, hey, we're the only SCI zone that this affects. It's not like Aspen is teeming with industrial spaces. So basically, you singled us out, and that's not fair.
So the city's being sued over this. What does that mean? Is it going to go to trial?
So I talked to representatives for the plaintiffs and for the city, and they both downplayed this lawsuit a bit. It kind of just needed to be filed for procedural reasons. There are all sorts of statute of limitations that the North Mill Street developers wanted to make sure didn't expire should they want this to be a case that moves forward. I want to separate out the fact that the lawsuit has been filed, but it hasn't actually been served or shown to the city. So the city officially doesn't have anything to act on right now.
So is this all to say that things have kind of stalled? Why are we talking about this?
Well, I do think there's a bigger point here that is worth the conversation. The plaintiffs are arguing that these land use changes, which were made with the intent of promoting affordable housing, are actually making it nearly impossible for a private developer to add to our housing stock. Their argument is that affordable housing, which is inherently priced below market value, will never make money, so no one will ever build it. It's that combination of new free market housing along with affordable units that will tempt developers to get into the subsidized housing game. And the plaintiffs are saying the city should promote that.
All right. Thanks, Allison.
Thank you, Zoe.
This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome.